You recording from your end too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you ready to get started, or you want to see if Ray is going to make it?
It's work night, so he's probably already in bed or close to it for work. So
that's kind of what I guessed. All right. Hello and welcome to episode 22 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just a couple guys drinking beers, talking about what's going on. A lot of crap happened this last week.
Oh, yeah. And we knew it would because it was inauguration week in D.C.
Yeah, actually, we did a midweek special, too, to cover some of that.
Yep.
Well, we got a nice list here. You got something in particular that jumps out to you?
Well, I mean, I say we can start with our might as well start with what we left off with on our last show, and that's the National Guard.
Yeah, there you go. Sure. Well, do you want to talk about how they were dumped in a garage like a whole bunch of unwanted dumpster babies on prom night? Or how they turned their back? Hey, look at that.
All right.
Ray is going to make it. We thought you might not make it because it's Monday night, you know? Are we still connecting?
Yeah, he's still connecting.
I'll start this over when we get ready to go then.
What's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
Not too much. How's it going?
Nah, it's going. It's going.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this sucker started back up. We were, hadn't even gotten into the topic yet.
Nope.
Easy enough to trim that bit off. There you go, get yourself a beverage first. No worries, dude. It's a good time. Got to go to bed so you can get up for work?
Actually, yeah. Yes.
It's going to be nice to have a job.
What happened to you? I thought you had one.
I do technically, but they really don't like when epileptics operate heavy machinery or weld. Mm. Yeah.
Are you a supervisor then?
What's that?
Are you a supervisor?
No, I probably have to give up my career now.
Oh.
And learn something new, which sucks a fat, fat donkey cock. But
no, I say you cannot be a supervisor.
Not where I'm working. No, the company is family owned, and everyone over me has the same last name. All right. Hello and welcome to episode 22 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Ryan.
And we're just a couple guys drinking beers, talking about what's going on. We have Ray with us again. Here to set us straight and maybe pull us a little further right.
I talked to Sean about the show when I was down there visiting him. That's where I was this weekend. He said he doesn't feel comfortable being on the show because it doesn't do politics anymore. It's like, I'm like, no, you're perfect for the show. We need somebody that's unpolitical on the show.
That's what we want
on here, you know.
I'd like to get an actual real liberal, not what they call liberals today, and a modern day progressive on sometime.
Yeah, you know any?
Well, to actually argue their points instead of us trying to fight a straw man, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. Ray, you always look like you're about to shoot somebody.
That's why nobody talked.
Oh, and he froze. Oh, there he is. All right. I guess let's just jump right into the guard.
Yeah.
That's where we ended our little midweek thing.
Yeah.
Couple things happened with the guard recently. One made national news with the being placed in the garage like they were prom night dumpster babies.
Yeah.
And they also got a whole bunch of grief from CNN and MSNBC for turning their back on the presidential motorcade as Biden came in, which kind of bothered me because that's how a security detail works.
Yeah.
Right?
They're not supposed to be looking at the actual motorcade. They're supposed to be surveilling the the spectators. I mean, I guarantee Secret Service wasn't watching the motorcade either. I guarantee
that exactly.
We're facing away from the motorcade.
Yeah, that bothered me when I read.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy, you know. And then, of course,
any excuse to make him look bad, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, they made the story come out where, you know, we had to vet the National Guard to make sure there wasn't a right-wing conspiracy to take out the president. And President Biden actually hired his own private security force in addition to the National Guard and Secret Service for the inauguration.
Yeah, where is it? Here we go. It was the Democrat Representative Steve Cohen, who said that the white male troops are an insider threat, and that's why they did the vetting of the Guard, because most of the Guard is white and male, so therefore they were all white supremacists.
Right, yeah. This generalization has to go. It's getting us nowhere.
It's interesting you say that, actually. I did a YouTube video today, and it was my first logical fallacy in a while. And I did the, what the hell were you just talking about? Oh, the generalization, a hasty generalization. I just did it today for exactly that reason, was all these guys are terrible or all those guys are terrible. You know, there's no middle ground. There's no argument to be had anymore.
Yeah.
But here we go. We kind of tickled around it. Let's hit the meat of this one. What pissed everyone off was seeing all those National Guardsmen in a parking garage underground in 40 degree weather with two toilets for 5,000 people.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Yeah. No one seems to know how it happened.
Well, I heard
obviously,
I heard
right?
Was that there was one congressman that didn't like the way one National Guardsman looked at him. And so he asked the leadership to move him out of the Congress, which was fine until until somebody tweeted a picture of him in the car in the garage, and it got retweeted 50 million times. And next thing you know, you got Jill Biden down there delivering cookies to the National Guard to try to make up for their stupidity.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of Republicans kissing ass, actually. As soon as they realized this happened, they took a bunch of photo ops, like bringing pizzas down. I was like, I get it, dudes. I was like, but you didn't have to show up in person, right? you didn't have to get pictures taken. And yeah, I mean, I get the idea of a photo op, just like Trump in front of that church that he stopped from burning.
Yeah.
Take the picture to say I saved the church. But yeah. I'm hoping I get to start ripping on Republicans here very soon because they are out of their minds like the lefties were recently. But I got a feeling that's not going to happen.
I think the left is going to keep you busy for a while still.
Oh, well, we got plenty to cover concerning that. What Biden's done in, what, 4 days? 4.5 days?
Yeah. And I think the other thing about the National Guard that I don't understand is, you know, all the Republican governors have already recalled their troops. I see absolutely no reason why the National Guard needs to stay in D.C. until March. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. It seems like a huge waste of taxpayer dollars. And not like we're not wasting enough of them as it is already.
Because of the impeachment, dude. That's why they want
to keep it. It has nothing to do with it.
No, they just don't want people to rebel. They're, you know.
Well, if they
let me put it this way.
They could have done the impeachment in the first place.
This reminds me an awful lot of watching North Korea or China doing a change of command. You know, a single party nation with their entire military on display. You know, like, this is what it feels. And they gave Trump a hard time for wanting to do a military parade, which I kind of agree. That's not really how we do things. But yeah, just seeing that many soldiers in the nation's capital is upsetting, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was more than we had in Afghanistan and Iraq combined.
Yeah. You know, and then they were making a big deal about how great the inauguration speech was. It was like 15 minutes long. Whoop-de-doo, you know? He didn't say a whole lot of anything. He was a typical politician. And, you know, and then instead of having people there, they decided to put thousands of flags on the Washington Mall to make it look like something was actually happening there. And all the media was fawning over how great of a speech it was. Chris Wallace came out and said it was the best inauguration speech he'd ever heard, you know, and they were all gushing about, you know, there's going to be no we're the liberal bias of the media is coming out big time now. They're just falling over.
The best part. Go ahead. Sorry.
Is this ice cream? I didn't know Biden liked ice cream as much as Nancy Pelosi does. That's a hard-hitting news story there.
No, the best part of that inauguration speech, let me put it in sing-song. Raindrops on roses and... Oh, crap, I forgot the words of the damn song. Raindrops on roses, bright copper kettles, and Bernie in mittens. These are a few of my favorite things. Those Bernie memes are making me pee my pants laughing.
I didn't have a clue what they were all about. I actually had to ask somebody.
I just went onto Facebook. I was like, what is this? It's everywhere. Yeah, I had to look it up. I was like, what the hell? And oh my God. By the way, you know what's even funnier about that?
The lady that made the mint.
What's that?
The lady that made the mint?
Yes. Club. Exactly. She had to shut down her business because taxes were too much. And I just got a good laugh that Bernie, the taxation guy, is the one who made her famous. Wow. I can't believe we already got to the Bernie and mittens. I still want to talk with these guys in the garage, though.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I've been ripping apart the Guard for a long time in general. They're better at disaster relief than anything else. You know what I mean? Hospitals and supplying food and traffic and all that kind of stuff after like a hurricane or a blizzard. But when you put automatic rifles in the hands of a bunch of 30 somethings who haven't had weapons training in 10 years.
Yeah.
All you need is one dude to get scared and you have a Kent State style massacre.
Yeah. Sure do.
Because, I mean, one dude pulls the trigger, 300 other guys might too. That's what scared me. And did you see Pelosi ask for crew manned machine guns?
No.
Literal belt fed 50 cal machine guns she wanted at the Capitol. What are you going to do with that? What, shoot it into a crowd, go right through the people, then blow a hole through the brick building behind them? That lets you know that these folks don't know what these terms mean. They don't know anything about guns. When they wanted to have not just weapons of war at the Capitol, but like entrenchment weapons, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that got shut down. And Pelosi also, actually, did we even address this before? She attempted a military coup.
Yep, we talked about it.
Oh, we did? Okay, I didn't know if we addressed that or not. No one gives a crap about that, though, huh?
No, sure don't. All right.
Well, you got anything else to bring up about the Guard in general?
No, not really. I reiterate, I have, you know, the Republican governors have pulled their people home, which is great because the inauguration's over. I don't see any reason for them to be there until March. It's stupid. I mean, I don't, even with another Trump impeachment coming, starting in February, I still don't see there being enough people there to protest it. To warrant, you know, thousands of National Guard troops sleeping.
Exactly. What do they know that we don't, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with everything that President Biden has already done, and they're worried about people that voted for him coming to get him, just like what happened in Oregon.
Yeah.
Actually, that'll be a good transition. Unless you got more to talk about here, that'll be a good transition to something that I don't think we even put in here. I think it is.
For me, I'm National Guard.
Yeah, the DNC headquarters and the ICE facility in Portland, Oregon were destroyed by Antifa rioters.
I thought Antifa was rooting for Biden to be elected president.
Well, as we've been saying for a while, that these folks are going to turn into useful idiots. They're going to vote for him because he's going to give them empty promises that he's never going to follow through on.
Yep.
And, yeah, they started to riot. What, he promised amnesty for, what, 11 million illegals, and now he's, last I saw, none of this will take effect for 8 years when he's already out of office.
That's the way it is. When these people put these policies in place, they always push it off until they're out. They know they're going to be out of office. So they don't have to suffer the consequences of their stupidity.
And he's given the Republicans a ton of time to be able to overturn this before it happens.
Yeah.
It's funny because someone told me, he's like, oh, that was a bunch of right wingers. And I was like, yeah, because they hate immigration control. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't think I even put something in there about that, but it just came up. So I thought about it.
Right.
By the way, I found out the other day that Jeff Bezos also owns the Washington Post.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Really? You didn't know that?
I did. I know it probably came across my feed or something, my desk sometime, and just kind of spit it out of my brain. But Washington Post was one of the big pushers for mail-in voting, weren't they?
Oh yeah.
And now they don't want it.
And now Amazon, Jeff Bezos, exactly, saying that he won't allow, he doesn't want a mail-in vote for a unionization under him because he doesn't trust it. He wants people to show up in person to vote.
You can't have it both ways, you know. What makes a unionization vote so much more important than a national election?
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't even all of Amazon. It's like one warehouse in Arkansas or Alabama or something. Oh, geez, it's in here somewhere, I'm sure. No, there you go, Alabama.
You want me to tell you what's going to happen in that warehouse if they vote for unionization? It's going to move to Georgia. It's going to move to another.
So they're unionized and he fires them all?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that the exact point of a union, is so that they can't do that?
I mean, he's already paying $15 an hour plus in wages. So, I mean, Amazon already does the quote-unquote living wage thing for all of their warehouse workers.
Well, you know what? Honestly, good for them. They're making enough money to do that. And as much as we brought a private company, he owns a company. If he wants to pay his people way too much money to do a job,
yeah,
I say do it. You know what I mean? Awesome for you that you can do that. But, I mean, they've gotten a lot of trouble recently. There's all sorts of like class action suits against Amazon from people being overcharged and stuff on stuff.
Oh, yeah, and they make it next to impossible to cancel your subscriptions with them.
Really? I did not know that.
Amazon Prime, your Amazon Music, all of that stuff. It's super hard to do it online. And it's super complicated to try to get an actual person on the phone to do it with, too. That's what they're doing. One of the things they're
getting. It's because of COVID. It's all because of COVID, right?
No, COVID has.
By the way, did you see the New York Times is now saying the answer is two masks?
No. Give me a break.
I'm not kidding you. New York Times put this out. And I was like, instead of saying masks aren't working, you're going to tell me to double up? It's like, I'm pretty sure I learned in high school sex ed that double bagging that sucker means they both break, right?
You know, and it's amazing how now that Trump's out of office, the cases are magically going down. They're redefining what they call a COVID-19 death.
The CNN tracker.
Oh, yeah. And a whole bunch of data. There's a whole bunch of states, governors now that were totally pro-lockdown, to include Newsom, saying maybe it's time to open business up so people don't starve to death.
Right.
And it's like,
so they've done their part. You
called me a Nazi yesterday.
They got Trump out of office, so now they can, you know, go back to supporting the Democrat Party and supporting Biden.
Well, that led to actually a lot of voter remorse, because so many people voted out of hatred and never listened to what Biden had to say.
Well, Biden,
how many unions?
He didn't say much.
No, he didn't really, honestly. And that's kind of was his campaign for the most part, was hide out in my basement and don't screw this up because Trump's going to get vote himself out of office, basically, was what Biden's strategy was, right?
How many times have you seen Biden in the last week? Other than the photos of him not wearing a mask at Lincoln Memorial.
Well, like an hour and a half after he signed an executive order making it necessary, too. Not much, but I've been laying low a little bit, just reading stuff, because I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, honestly. I mean, he is the president, so if he can do, yeah, so I'm trying to, but the problem is, I went way out of focus there. Anyway, go ahead. I got distracted by my own blurry picture.
I'm just saying that he's already hiding out, basically.
He just signed a second order. They don't even know what he's signing for.
Well, I mean, how many unions are pissed off at him right now?
Several.
And that's what gets me. He's like, I don't know why that won't adjust. That sucks. He came out and said that he was going to ban the pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
And the pipe fitters and the plumbers unions supported him anyway and got him millions of votes. And now they're acting surprised that he went and did it. And I don't know if it's people didn't. Okay, I'm not blaming the individual voter because most people don't pay enough attention. But the union leaders, that's their job, is to follow this crap, right? The union leader's job is to listen to this and then decide what's best for their union. It seems like they sold out their employees and got them fired.
They always do, you know.
There's tens of thousands of jobs lost.
In Canada.
And we're being sued by Canada.
Yeah. No. Because even Trudeau, who is a strong supporter of Biden, tried to convince him to keep the pipeline going. So, but he had to do what he did, you know, to keep the progressives of the party somewhat at bay.
I honestly thought he's going to throw the progressives to the wolves. Because he just lost his entire Democrat voting base for the next election in terms of the union. The union is like the cornerstone of the Democrat Party, right?
Yeah.
And he just went and took a giant dump on their foreheads and then kicked him in the balls.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are people that they're shocked. And it's like, this is what he's been saying he was going to do. And he was saying for what? Under Obama, when he was VP, they were trying to ban fracking. You know?
Uh-huh.
And I love it. He said, I'm not going to ban fracking. And technically, he didn't. He just made it impossible to get a permit.
Right.
Jeez Louise. But yeah, I mean, he just... Okay, the first thing he did was sign a bunch of executive orders.
Which he said he wasn't going to do.
Yeah, every president says they're not going to, though. Trump said the same thing, and he signed a bunch right away, too. I don't like it in general. So that's why I'm bringing this up. But I'm also going to say Trump did the same thing, and so did Bush. But the problem is, Biden just undid like the last 30 years of women's progress with this transgender thing, and he put a pretty bow on it to make it look like it was a good thing.
Yeah, so they can compete in girls' sports.
Not just that. Use their locker rooms.
That's freaking insane.
So the 17-year-old biological male, have to put this the right way, can go after football practice and take a shower with the 15-year-old girls after soccer practice. And that's okay. Why bother having different locker rooms? Are different locker rooms, is it a concern about sexual assault thing or is it a shame thing?
I think at that age, it's probably more of a shame thing.
You still want to be... honestly, I don't know how many people are actually still taking showers in high school after sports.
Right.
I was on the football team. I went home and took a shower, but wrestling, You were not allowed to be on the wrestling team if you did not shower after practice because you were going to get ringworm. Yeah, I got over that insecurity real quick. So when I was in the Navy, when I enlisted, I was like, this is no big deal being naked in front of a bunch of other dudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, we all got the same parts. But again, that's exactly the point, is that we got the same parts. Now we're saying you don't have to have the same parts. You just have to say that you identify the other way.
Yeah.
So when are they going to build me an attack helicopter locker room? Because I identify as an attack helicopter.
Good luck with that. He did, you know, I don't understand that one. I understand, you know, because that's like what they always do. But I don't understand why he raised the prices on insulin and EpiPens again.
He didn't actually raise them. He stopped something Trump did from going into effect. The prices had not been affected yet by Trump's executive order. What's that?
Why did he do it?
I don't have a good answer, but my best guess is he's in the pocket of Big Pharma.
Because that's something that benefits everybody, you know, or a good majority of, you know, Americans.
Yeah. And why the hell is medicine so expensive in this country?
Mainly because of the FDA. How hard it is to get medicine approved before Trump. You know, there's got to be tons and tons of research and testing, and it equals to millions and billions of dollars before it's actually even approved, if it's approved.
Unless it's a COVID vaccine?
Yeah, all except for the COVID vaccine.
And actually, that's exactly where I was going with it. Oh, all right, man. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off so much. Have a good night, dude.
No, I got to go to sleep. I'm tired anyway. So.
All right,
all right, guys.
Later, dude.
Later.
Shoot, what was I just talking about?
We're talking about medication. Defense.
Yeah, I got a the digging I've done on this is it looks like the United States does most of the research on most of this stuff for the most part.
Yeah,
and they have to put in all the extra money and everything, and then they sell their product here and make back their investment to create this drug. But then all these other nations in the world have a limit on what it's allowed to cost.
Right.
So they're making a penny a pill or whatever overseas, so they have to make it all here. And if we, as weird as it sounds, if we go and put a cap on medication, it might get to the point where it's not profitable anymore to make new medicine.
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, you know, that's we found out during this situation with the coronavirus how much of our how dependent we are on China for our common everyday medicines, because they're not made in the U.S.
For everything.
Yeah.
You know, that drives me nuts too, is how often do you hear people say, buy American, you know, and you proudly put your made in USA sticker on stuff. But everyone still, nobody actually does it. They still buy Chinese crap because it's stupid cheap.
Yeah.
And it's silly cheap because 8-year-old children are working in a slave camp making this stuff.
Right.
There you go. I'm not sure if you knew what I meant by the Biden undid Trump order stopping the China from buying up the electrical grid. Trump passed all sorts of weird stuff about foreign nations building on federal land in the United States for power plants. Biden just went ahead and said China can build on all this federal land, but American citizens can't. American companies cannot.
Yeah.
So China's probably going to put in a whole bunch of solar panels to power the U.S. And I know that sounds awesome to a lot of people, but China's going to own the power coming out of those cells. They can sell for whatever they want, which will be a quarter less than fossil fuels. You know that, just a little bit less.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, there you go. Let's go right back to that pipeline with this one. The argument against the pipeline is that pipes leak, right?
Yeah.
That's like the big argument. Okay. Everyone who says pipes leak, I want them to go through their house and look at all the piping in their whole house and find a leak. And then if they find two or three, I expect you to go outside with a wrench and shut off the natural gas to your house.
But it's, what if it's a water pipe?
Well, I mean, still, because pipes leak, that means the gas is going to leak, right?
Okay. All right.
But not all pipes leak, but all diesel tankers burn diesel fuel to drive fuel from Canada to Texas.
What about the train?
And some of them. Okay, what's the train running on?
Coal.
That's even cleaner. So we went from a pipeline that was electrically run, probably by a waterfall up at the U.S. Canadian border, hydropower, that would pump this fuel through at almost no energy, no carbon emissions. And we're going to say, instead, we're going to put it in tankers and drive it across the country. And some of those tankers are going to get into wrecks.
Yep.
Just the argument didn't make sense to me, you know?
No.
And back on his executive. Jeez, I've almost finished his entire bottle of wine in under an hour. I know. I'm going to be in trouble here in like 45 minutes, huh?
Yep.
And Biden did under the, quote, trans ban in the service.
Yeah.
It's a little more nuanced than that, what Trump did, but that's in effect what it was banning transgender people in the service. It didn't actually ban them, but
He didn't allow any surgeries to happen through TRICARE. They couldn't do conversion.
Yeah, you could identify, but you still had to stay in the male birthing, you know what I mean? Or the female birthing. And now, apparently, tax dollars are going to pay for sexual reassignment surgery.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to go with that, but I do know that if our soldiers on the front lines are not comfortable, and as horrible as this sounds, I don't care if it makes people sound bigoted, if they're not comfortable, they're not going to fight well, right?
Yep.
And again, I'm going to sound like a bigot, but that was actually a big part of separating the black and white Americans in World War II. Was people weren't going to be comfortable and they weren't going to fight well enough. And you know, it doesn't make it right. I'm just saying humans are humans. And the military has to be conservative because it has to keep operating. You can't change it rapidly, right?
Yeah.
Seem to like that word. All right, well, you got another topic you want to talk about here?
Let's see here. Kenny Carrick's on a roll to keep pissing off people.
Yeah, but first of all, before we get into why she pissed everyone off, why is she the filling in for Alex Trebek right now?
I have no idea, but I guarantee if they go through with it, Jeopardy's going to lose thousands of viewers, and they may never go back after that.
Well, they should have gone with LeVar Burton or something. Like, everybody would have loved to see LeVar Burton, Geordi from Star Trek, you know, Reed Rainbow guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. I almost pulled up, like, 35 articles because when I went to go find this Katie Couric thing to get my link. By the way, anyone who does listen to the show, we actually do a little bit of reading before we do this. We don't just pull it out of our butt. Like, we have links on our stuff. We just don't share it with everyone else because it would just be a giant list of links underneath the stuff.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to get to this. And most of what I found was CNN, MSNBC saying that Fox News were conspiracy theorists saying that re-education camps were never going to happen. What the hell is the difference between a re-education camp and a deprogramming school that you are forced to go to?
Absolutely nothing. A different terminology. It does the same thing.
Katie Couric got slammed for saying that for members of Trump's, quote, cult need to be deprogrammed, and that's according to the Washington Times. AOC said the same thing recently.
Yeah.
That scares the crap out of me.
Yeah. And I don't think these people are realizing that, you know, whether Trump's in office or
that I own a gun?
75 million people that we know of voted for him. They're not going away. They're going to vote for somebody in the next election. They're pissing people off by these stupid things. It's like Hillary Clinton's deplorables all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then 4 years of Nazi, you know, and exactly. And granted, Nazi was the average person. It wasn't like Nancy Pelosi, but Hillary Clinton called us deplorable. Biden in his inaugural speech he said we've been divided through like nativism, and he mentioned like 8 different things, which I got a good laugh out of the nativism.
Right.
Aren't the Native Americans a protected minority group?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's not what he meant by it, but hey, they can misinterpret something on purpose. So can I, right?
Right.
Oh man. But yeah, no, seriously, if they decide to start come rounding up people that disagree with them politically, they would probably come and get me. Even though anyone who listens to this show knows, wouldn't necessarily know, but I've criticized Trump a lot on this show, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Yeah, more than either of you two fellas.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I got a feeling I'll be rounded up with everyone else. Even if I wasn't, though, if these dudes came to start taking people out of the houses, I would pick up my weapon.
Yeah.
And no, this is not a call to violence. This is not a call to war. This is, I won't allow someone to come and take me and re-educate me because I disagree with them.
Uh-huh.
You know? Well, it's part of that false dichotomy that you're with us, you're against us thing. Just because I didn't... like Biden's platform doesn't mean that I love Trump's.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But no one seems to understand that you can disagree without having the other guy's opinion anymore. It's getting this polarization. That's a good way to put it instead of a false dichotomy. This polarization is getting so insane that I'm afraid that we're at a point that we can't avoid it getting hot. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a lot of hard asses.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And we got a lot of hard asses that keep saying, like, I can't wait for it to go down. It's like, none of you guys have ever actually seen combat, have you? Because anyone who has does not want to go back.
Right.
And what's even more terrifying, what happens when our nation's vets decide that their rights are at risk? You know, the break glass in case of war. The U.S. veterans, if you come and tell them you're going to take away their weapons and take away their right to speak, if you open that door, you are not going to be able to close it.
Right.
And it's only 7% of the U.S. population, but they're the ones with all of the combat training.
Mm-hmm.
And almost, not all, but almost all of them own a firearm.
Yeah.
Actually, I got into an argument with a dude the other day about something like this. He's like, oh, what are a whole bunch of old salty assholes going to do? I was like, well, what are you going to do to stop them? He's like, I'll beat the crap out of them. I was like, cool. While you're getting ready to punch grandpa, I'm going to shoot you. He's like, what? He's like, what do you think a veteran is? It's a veteran of war. You know what I mean? He's like, these guys were trained to kill people, and you think you're going to fist fight them? No. They're going to pick you off from a quarter mile down the street if you're a threat.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. I'm going to skip one. Actually, I think we already mentioned that, but what's up with these impeachments, dude?
I told you this was coming. But it's never.
You know, Biden is being impeached
because they don't have enough votes in the House to even get it to the floor.
The Trump impeachment or the Biden impeachment? The
Biden impeachment.
No, but how many times did the Democrats try? 4 or 5 times?
Yeah.
This is a giant waste of taxpayer money.
Oh, yeah. And do you see who's going to be
in
Trump's trial now? Senator Leahy. He's
going to
be the judge in the impeachment trial.
I don't even know who that is.
He's from Vermont.
All right. Well,
my question is, if he's the judge now, that means he can no longer vote for impeachment in the Senate. So they're down.
That is a mistake on that part. That's a good point. They should have picked a very, very conservative guy that would have played by the rules.
Well, they had, well,
as a judge,
pro temp of the Senate. And that's who does it when the Supreme Court justice doesn't have to.
Well, I actually had a really good look at the Constitution again the other day because of all of this. Because, like, I haven't looked at impeachment in a while.
Right.
There is no appeal.
No.
The Supreme Court does not get a say. Once the Senate decides, it is final.
Yeah.
What if they do something truly unconstitutional? What recourse do the citizens have? Short of taking up arms or voting them all out.
That's it. That's all they got. Those are the two choices.
But at that point, you've already got a conviction on the record, which means you can't bring back the guy Let's just, for a second here, let's just play a magic game. Let's say that Trump was just demonized and he didn't do any of this stuff that anyone said. And he wasn't a sexist. He wasn't a racist. He wasn't any of this stuff. Let's just say it was all propaganda.
Okay.
What happens if we go ahead and impeach this guy and convict him and then find out that the dude we put in office is worse? There's nothing the citizens can do.
Right.
I don't like that.
Well, I think as much as the Republican establishment hated Trump and they're glad he's gone, in the end, I don't think they can find 17 senators to vote to convict.
I don't know. You might. A whole bunch of guys jumped that aisle as they realized that Trump was not going to pull it out.
That was before he was out of office. You know, now I think, you know, they'll destroy the party if they vote to convict. There'll be so many Trump supporters that they're already talking about not voting Republican in the next election. They'll just walk in a heartbeat. They'd rather stay home than vote for a Republican that convicted, Donald Trump.
President who's not in office.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, this is clearly outlined in the Constitution. This is not constitutional. Twice in U.S. history, we have attempted to impeach a president not in office.
Uh-huh.
And it was thrown out by the Senate as soon as it hit the Senate floor. Well, precedent's been set.
I don't think they're going to throw it out. I think they're going to try to set new.
No, and exactly. Actually, I got into a big argument with my first LPO, leading petty officer, on my first ship, the Carl Vinson. And he kept saying, like, it's unconstitutional. It doesn't matter what they're going to say, whatever. I was like, it absolutely matters. There's no appeal. There's no one else gets to say but these people. Who is like, if they violate the Constitution, there's nothing any of us can do about it besides vote. And he kept saying, it's unconstitutional. I was like, and yes, and you know what? It's technically unconstitutional for the federal government to tax us, but they still do it. It's technically unconstitutional for the federal government to outlaw marijuana, but they still did it. It's a matter of what, you know what I mean? You have to do something to stop the government from taking too much power.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Did you know that articles of impeachment? Yeah. Oh, we brought that up. Articles of impeachment are being filed against Biden too.
Yeah.
I think that's a stupid. Are you allowed to be impeached for crimes while you held a different office?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just got a news.
I got
breaking news from Fox. Trump has just
breaking news.
Trump has just created the office of the former president in Florida. So he's already established an office in Florida. So he ain't going nowhere. He's going to stay. If he's setting up an office, he plans on being active in some form for the foreseeable future.
That was a really good transition, actually. How many times have I mentioned that I think Trump should form his own third party and pick a middle-of-the-road Democrat as his VP? Over and over again on the show, right?
Yeah, like Biden.
Well, now this room is up. What's that?
Biden is his VP.
That would be actually incredibly interesting, seeing something like that happen. That actually might bring the country together, dude. I was thinking like Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi's been on like Fox News lately. Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like I said, I almost registered Democrat for this next election so I could vote in the primaries because I wanted to vote for Gabbard.
Oh, okay.
But by the time the primaries came around to me, she had already dropped out.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny. I've been registered Democrat before.
Yeah.
I've never been a registered Republican.
Okay. Here's something I'm kind of curious that you don't see happening yet. Remember when President Trump first came into office and he signed all executive orders? They were challenged in court almost immediately, and there were injunctions placed on a good number of them. Why is that not happening with Biden's?
Well, the Supreme Court didn't look at it. The Supreme Court wouldn't look at an executive order, would they? It'd be the Congress, yeah, right?
Then the circuit court system. Which a lot of circuit courts have become more conservative thanks to 4 years of Trump. So it's very interesting that they're staying out of the political fray.
I think that's exactly what it is. They're trying to keep their heads low at this point because nobody knows what's about to happen. You know, we can all make predictions, but this is a weird time. And I don't like it. It's very uncomfortable. And I keep being tempted to go down to Virginia and go get my guns. And trust me, I really don't want to have one here in Massachusetts.
Well, it's not as weird as what's happening in Russia.
You know what's funny is I put that way at the bottom. I'm assuming that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put that way at the bottom because I was like, I don't know if we're going to talk about foreign, internet or someone other countries' crap.
We should. We've got enough crap. We can spread it out a little bit. Spread the crap around.
Yeah. But yeah, they arrested like 3,400 people protesting against Putin.
Yeah. Because they don't want a president.
Well, this is actually an amazing argument for the First Amendment, isn't it?
It sure is.
Especially with Twitter doing what Twitter's doing. I mean, and yeah. We'll jump in that in a minute. I want to quote Dave Chappelle before I jump in that.
All right.
The Second Amendment is only there in case the first one doesn't work out. If you tell me I'm not allowed to speak my mind, that's why I'm allowed to have a gun, right?
Yep.
I forgot I was going with that. This wine might be catching up. Twitter. I brought this up, the private company. That's where I was going with it. Twitter and Facebook are doing a massive purge. and a lot of people cheering because there's a lot of your right-wing commentary guys. They would say they were exciting violence, but they were banning people for saying fight for your rights. But there was a guy who was leading a campaign that was literally hashtag hang Pence.
Well, also, I just read an article today that said Twitter is starting up a fact-checking service similar to Facebook. So they're going to start fact-checking tweets now.
Well, Facebook calls a third party. They technically, they according to Facebook, those guys don't work for them. But
right. They're closely aligned. They're political.
I don't give a crap, though. Yeah, but I don't give a crap who's fact-checking. Is this a social media platform, or are they a publisher?
Well, that's a good point, because I just read another article recently that said Biden was thinking about eliminating the Section 230 protections for big tech companies. So that's one thing he actually agrees with Trump on.
Yeah, and Trump was wrong about that. Section 230, the way it was supposed, it's supposed to protect Twitter and Facebook if you and I start a riot.
Right.
But if they don't have the protection from us starting a riot, they won't allow us to do this anymore. Right?
Right.
That's why 230 is so necessary. All right, let me put it this way. 230 is supposed to make Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these things, the Boston Common.
But it doesn't. It hasn't.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be an open forum. But as soon as they start putting tags on saying false information, now they've edited it and now they're publishing it.
Right.
That should exempt them from 230 protections.
Right.
Because I actually did a YouTube video about this. It's like my third YouTube video because Trump is absolutely wrong about 230. But yeah, no, we need 230 protections so that it's on you and me if we do something stupid, not the people that allow us to publish ourselves.
Right.
Or else they won't allow us to publish ourselves. We would have to go buy servers and build some, spend millions of dollars to be able to be heard, you know?
And some,
like what Gab had to do.
Some people have done that, you know? Just so you
Gab
know,
did it.
They have their own systems in place. They don't rely on Amazon Web Services to willy-nilly say you can't be here anymore just because they don't like the content.
Like Parler.
That's what Parler needs to do. They need to set up their own server farm. And then they never
have to. I understand how. Yeah, but do you know what building something like that that's supposed to be able to handle 10 million people a day? I just pulled the number out of my butt. I have no idea how many people visit Parler.
Right.
But it cannot be cheap to build something to handle that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably build something here in my house
for
less than $5,000 to handle all the traffic I'm going to get, at least for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But if I got let's say I went like Joe Rogan, all of a sudden I became super popular, you know, biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah.
The servers to handle my traffic would cost millions of dollars.
Okay.
And that's the issue is, you know, but my private company. And they're saying that they don't agree with your politics, so that makes it okay.
Right.
Well, if that's the argument, then won't according to a lot of these folks, half this country is racist. Wouldn't that give ground for every racist in this country to find an excuse to not let any minority into their business?
Yeah.
Especially a religious minority. Because religion's a decision. Like, you walk in my door and you're in a burqa.
Uh-huh.
I don't agree with your choices. Get out.
Yeah.
You know? And this seems like it's opening the door for insane bigotry.
It is.
And I found out political ideology is not a protected thing under all these civil rights laws. I thought it was. Uh-huh. You've been busy over there on your phone, huh?
I'm So you got on here the Great Reset.
Yeah, actually, I was just looking at that. Yeah. And I keep hearing from a lot of people that there's no such thing, but I've heard Biden say it, I've heard Justin Trudeau say it, Angela Merkel. Oh, wow. Why can't I not come up with the Prime Minister of England's name?
Oh, I can't think.
Whoa, of it. I feel like a dummy. Yeah, the guy with the hair. Yeah. I don't always comb my hair, but when I do, I use a balloon. I can see him.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've heard them all say it's something with the Great Reset. But if you want to play this, I've never heard that before, then let's use the other words that they use way more often. Build it back better.
Oh, my favorite saying. Everybody's saying it.
This is an excuse to reset the economy.
It's not going to work. There's no way they can, without keeping Trump's economic policies in place, that they'll be able to rebuild the economy anywhere close to what it was before COVID-19. They're already talking about more taxes on everything and raising the gas tax. They're talking about raising the gas tax up by like 20 cents a gallon on the federal gas tax. So that would affect all states.
I think my headphones are dying. That sucks. Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's something that everybody put on their Facebook page right when the transition happened. It's like, here's gas price, here's bread price, here's milk price, so I can see it every year, yeah. You know?
There's no guarantee Facebook's going to bring that up as a memory.
Facebook's no, but you can go and look at your own memories. You can still go back and look at stuff on the same day in the past years.
Yeah, nobody's going to do that.
Well, no, but if you intentionally did it, but if you made it a point to put it there, to have it there to get back to, you might, right?
Okay.
I can't believe my headphones are going to die. I can't even, I might have to shut these things off soon and listen to it through the speakers. I don't know how that's going to go. I got this cool shield that might protect me from the sound.
Yeah,
Well, a great reset. Is that supposed to mean that we're all going to forget each other's debts?
That'd be nice. Not. Because that's just, who's going to pay for those debts? The government?
I'm going to pause this recording.
They're already trying.
I'm going to pause this from my end so I can show.
What's that?
Go ahead. I'm going to pause this recording so I can shut these off and try to, because I'm pretty sure they're dead.
Okay.
Just give me a second.
All right.
What were we just talking about?
The Great Reset.
Yeah. If the entire world got together and decided to forgive each other's debts, that would actually be amazing. But I do not see the glorious communist republic of China, whatever they call themselves, forgiving U.S. debt.
Yeah.
We owe them more money than it's ever been owed to anyone in the history of the world. And I'm afraid this is an excuse to let me rephrase that. I got a feeling they're already doing this great reset. And that's the redistribution of wealth that we're seeing everywhere. Well, they're bilking the working man. And they're all spending all the money to billionaires. I mean, how does anyone buy anything today? It's all through Amazon, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Bob and Jim have to give up their business so that Jeff Bezos can make another $100 billion or whatever. No, okay, not $100 billion. $100 million.
Yep, that's correct. Crazy.
I don't like the idea. I don't like any of this crap. Good for Jeff Bezos for doing so well, but I don't like that he's implanting his political opinion in his business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, has anyone in this country been trained to recognize propaganda?
Heck no. Nobody has a clue what it is.
Yeah. I mean, there was, okay, there was a report who said the clouds parted and the sun shone down upon us as Biden walked upon the stage.
Right.
And it's like, what?
That's propaganda.
Yeah. Oh, and the National Guard turned their backs on the Biden motorcade trying to make the guard look bad.
Yeah.
How do you not hear... I've always known propaganda is a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
But I've never seen it up close and personal before.
Yeah. That's right. It's crazy, you know. And then the hard-hitting news stories are about Biden's ice cream taste or the Secret Service stopping on its way home from church, the caravan, so they can get bagels.
Speaking of church... A reporter asked Joe Biden what he thought, what his stance on abortion was.
Oh, yeah? He's got some?
The press secretary obviously didn't know the answer. She said, well, the president is a devout Catholic. So all I heard was pro-life.
Yeah.
Is Joe Biden going to be pro-life?
No.
That's what the press secretary pretty much just told us.
No, he is not going to be pro-life.
Actually, we were actually just getting into something and I distracted myself and moved us. We were talking about Jeff Bezos and everything, weren't we?
Yeah.
Pollard was an alternative for Twitter. It was a similar app as Twitter. I don't like Twitter. I don't like the way it's set up.
Right.
In general.
Yeah, I don't have a Twitter account either.
Huh?
I don't have a Twitter account at all.
I have an account, and I am only following Barack Obama and Donald Trump. Yeah.
So you're only following Barack Obama?
Well, this is when he's still in office. I just haven't touched the account. I opened up, wanted to check on Trump, and I never did it again. So I typically wasn't using Parler. I have an account, but how's this for antitrust? Google Play and Apple Store dumped him within a day, and then 2 days later, Amazon cut their servers off.
Right.
Isn't that the definition of an antitrust?
Yeah.
Who? Like conspiring to take out your competition?
Yep.
I heard a lot of people calling it Mindspace. What's funny is that guy I served with called it Mindspace, like, Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
And I asked him about it. He goes, well, I don't know. I've never actually checked it out. And I was like, so you're willing to call millions of people Nazis? By the way, he's a fucking... I'm going to have to cut that one off. I'm going to publish this one myself. He's a freaking chief in the United States Navy who's willing to call millions of Americans Nazis without even looking at it on his own. Zach Marvain. Yeah, I'll call him out by name. Been a friend of mine. He was actually the best man at my wedding.
Okay.
But when he made that comment, it pissed me off to no extent. And I'm gonna give him a little bit of slack. I called him out on it immediately.
Right.
And he did say, no, you're right. You're right. I never looked at it. I took people's words for it. I'm going to cover his butt that way. Yeah. But it bothered me that he just generalized people as Nazis.
Yeah.
This is what's going to stop people to kill each other.
Yeah.
You treat people like Nazis and they get the negative effects of it. Sooner or later, they're going to say, screw it. I'm going to get the good side of it too. Which, what's the good side of being a Nazi? I don't know. World domination. You know? But yeah, I don't like what happened with Parler. I wasn't a huge fan. They do have the web page back up.
Yeah, saying they're coming back.
Which, hey, maybe they're finding investors to build them a server. I mean, that might be exactly what's happening.
I heard rumors that they're going to be on the same server as Gab.
Gab built their own server. That'd be amazing if Gab gave them space or sold them the space.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Gab got shut down and they built their own. It's like, no, we're a free speech platform. You can say whatever you want as long as you're not calling for actual violence.
Right.
I'm not a Gab subscriber. Right? I checked it out. When I looked at it, it was a little complicated. And Facebook already existed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's how I feel about Rumble. You know, it's like
I know
it's very not user friendly at all.
Well, the thing is, YouTube wasn't either the first time you got on YouTube. Okay, let me rephrase that. Publishing stuff on YouTube, I had a tough time figuring it out.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting better now. I just found the YouTube Creator Academy. And hey, by the way, anyone who's thinking about a YouTube channel, go to YouTube and go into the search bar on YouTube, YouTube Creator Academy. That's everything you need to know how to set up a channel. I figured out on my own. And then I went there, finally found this thing. And I watched them all, paid attention. And now I'm starting to figure out how to do other stuff, which is cool. They taught me a lot of neat stuff real quick. I'm doing like weird editing and I'm doing multiple cuts and then like cutting myself in. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no, I'm still not sure what's going on in Rumble. I don't know. I'm not sure what happens when I Rumble somebody. Is that a like?
I guess. I don't know.
Because I'm on Rumble, and I think the last like 3 videos I published on YouTube, I didn't even bother putting on Rumble. But I'm not doing BitShooter or Mine. I have a Mines account, but I haven't used that since I built it. Hey, by the way, in case we do get banned, what's your CB handle?
I don't have one yet.
And you know what's funny is people that's been a thing going around Facebook. The problem is you need a permit to have a broadcasting tower.
Yeah.
So the government can shut down your ham radio too. Oh, no, actually, that's you're right. I'm sorry. That's ham radio, not CB. Ham radio goes around the planet. You can speak to people in Japan with a big enough antenna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You don't need a permit for a CB, do you?
No.
Just ham. My mistake. Daily Beast has been typically a right-wing thing, hasn't it? Or am I just thinking the Daily Caller?
No, I think it was at one point. I don't know if it is now. Daily Caller is definitely.
Well, that's Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
By the way, check this out. I got a like and a comment from Ben Shapiro today.
Nice.
I was pretty excited. I quoted the Constitution. that's not important. I was just made me feel good. I was like, holy crap, Ben Shapiro. You know, I was like, he's a big deal. As much as a lot of people hate him, actually, that's the reason why they hate him. He's really hard to argue against. He said things I don't like, and I've sat down and was like, huh, I think he's right. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, he's proven it to me, and I can't disprove him. But yeah, the Daily Beast has asked the question if it's time to start spying on citizens again.
Right. It's crazy.
I could show you 100 articles from everyone saying that's inappropriate. And that was even when Obama was doing it.
Uh-huh.
By the way, this is also clearly outlined in the U.S. Constitution. Not just under espionage, but under Fourth Amendment rights. No. Yeah, Fourth. Unreasonable search and seizure, right?
Yeah.
I almost said third, but I'm pretty sure that's the right against quartering soldiers in your home. But how the argument for spying and making it okay is always, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what does it matter, right?
Right.
Well, let's bring up your 15-year-old daughter again. Your 15-year-old daughter exploring her body in her bedroom with a closed door and her windows closed. She's not doing anything wrong, is she?
No.
Do you want me watching that?
Nope.
No, you would come and kill me, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's, it's funny, I brought that point. I was like, oh, I'm going to come kick your ass. And I was like, so it offended you? Like, yes, it offended me. I was like, that was the point. This is what the government says they can do, and you told me it was okay. And it was funny, one guy's like, oh, you think the government's actually going to sit there and watch us?
Yeah.
I was like, you do realize the government's not like a thing. It's people, right? Like, there's some dude with his junk in his hand looking at your underage daughter. Right. Disgusting. You want to go Giuliani or this trusted media thing?
Let's do trusted media.
Sure. I got it from Yahoo News. No one trusts the media. Well, that's not true. Not no one. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I can actually click on the button and find out. It's obviously more Republicans don't.
Yeah.
But a crap ton of Democrats don't. Here we go. Only 27% of Americans trust media right now.
Wow.
That's. Then how did the media affect the election so much then?
I don't know. Because I don't pay much attention. The media doesn't sway my vote, you know.
Well, they do, but I mean, they must, because that's how you're getting your news, right? Even if it's social media or like 19 sources, it's still the media.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because I was getting ready to do a video on this, and I actually have like a 20-minute video lined up to do about this for YouTube. And like 5 minutes of it is me acknowledging the irony of me using a news media report to say that no one trusts the media. Check me out on Testicles on YouTube. But yeah, no one trusts the media, even Democrats right now. See, a whole bunch of these big deal news companies are actually getting ready to try to ban what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because, well, granted, we're not, but there's some of these folks out there that are competing with CNN. Tim Pool, I've mentioned him several times here, has a larger audience than CNN does. And CNN wants the federal government to step in and say he's not allowed to do this. Why? Right?
Because that's cutting into their audience, cutting into their advertising dollars.
I didn't say why CNN wants it.
Getting their news from alternative sources besides the TV and the newspapers and websites.
Everyone is, though. Nobody's watching CNN on TV. Nope.
Oh,
nobody's reading a newspaper.
CNN just shut down their airport network.
Wow, their contract expired.
Well, yeah, and they weren't making any money yet because nobody's flying and nobody really wants to watch CNN anyway. So
here's the thing, though, is what are the airports going to do now that CNN didn't sign a contract with them?
I have no idea, because CNN was paying for all those TVs to be put into the airports.
Oh, the TVs aren't going away.
They'll have to put on ESPN.
Or maybe just keep running CNN, because who cares, right?
Yeah.
That's what's a little scary is, you know, you make a big, you stop a contract because nobody cares, but then you just leave it up anyway, you know? Yeah. Well, that makes sense, though. CNN, it's broadcast over TV. It's free because it's commercials. Why do I have a contract with you now, right? And it's funny because a lot of people don't realize that the airports did not pay CNN for this.
No, CNN was paying them.
Exactly. To pump their news into you.
Yeah. And they said they catered it to the airports. There was more news and weather, more sports and weather on the CNN airport version.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it wasn't like a straight news feed from CNN as it regular CNN.
I don't know. I don't fly a whole lot. I have a couple of times, but typically speaking, if I'm there more than right before my plane takes off, I go straight to the bar.
Yeah, that's the place to be.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. By the way, a beer in an airport's stupid expensive.
Yep.
Giuliani's being sued.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Why?
I just don't think that the lawsuit will see the light of day, you know. I think this is just a way for Dominion to try to save face so people still keep buying their voting systems.
We'll see. $1.3 billion.
Oh yeah, Giuliani doesn't have that kind of money.
That's what I said. Like $1 billion. It's like you realize there's only like 57 billionaires in the world or something like that.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more than 57, but it's not many.
No, he does not have that kind of money. And if they want that kind of money, they should be suing Trump instead of Sidney Powell or Giuliani.
Sidney Powell.
That was the lawyer that was working with
Giuliani. Yeah. The Kraken.
Yeah, the Kraken.
Yeah. Well, once again, we've proven the Kraken is a myth, like the Sasquatch or the female orgasm.
Yeah, well, I heard a news
article. Oh, you missed that joke.
I heard an article in someplace in Colorado. They're trying to get a Sasquatch hunting season so people can hunt Sasquatch.
Is there any way to expand upon that? Because
I don't even know why you need a hunting season to hunt for Sasquatch.
That's what I think. It's like you see a Sasquatch, there's no law saying you can't shoot it.
Then you can prove it, you know? I mean, population control is the main reason for hunting seasons. And since there's only seeing random photos every once in a while of this mythical beast, we don't need to control population on it.
Well, and food, but who's going to eat a Sasquatch? I almost said a Yeti, but... Well, Yeti's the... Actually, this adds a little... Yeah, let's go down this road. Sasquatch, Bigfoot, abominable snowman, Yeti.
I think they're all related.
No, it's exactly what it is. It's the difference between an Asian man, a black man, a white man, and an Indian man. That makes me think that this thing might actually have existed at one point. The fact that so many different parts of the world are claiming to have seen it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying it really does. I just...
Yeah.
Just like the pyramids that you get in Egypt.
Right.
It's really weird that they showed up in Mexico, too, with there's no connection between the cultures, you know? Uh-huh. I don't know. What's the big deal with the pyramid?
Yeah.
Now maybe it's aliens.
Maybe. They're scared of us now.
Well, if I was an alien, I wouldn't touch down.
Heck no. And our last topic is the executive order that Biden doesn't believe in.
Which one's that?
Masks on federal property.
The one that he passed like an hour and a half before he broke it himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, the best part is they're saying this is the same argument they brought up after he won the election. Everyone's out in the streets drinking champagne and partying together.
Right.
Like, oh, we were celebrating. It's like, oh, so if you're celebrating or rioting, COVID can't spread.
Mm-hmm.
You keep telling me that I'm going to kill your grandma if I don't follow these rules.
Yeah.
But then you send me a freaking message through Facebook or Twitter while in Mexico telling me to stay home because I might kill people if I'm, yeah. You know what I mean?
It's good. You got it. The common folk have to do it. The rich liberals don't, you know?
Oh, almost like a plutocracy?
Yeah.
I'm less worried about a plutocracy than, what do they call it, a corporatocracy? Basically a corporate fascism. I would rather an incredibly successful rich man take over the world, the country, than corporations getting together to run it.
Didn't we try that already?
An incredibly rich, successful man? Yes. Yeah. Look how well that went. I know. Dear God. We reduced black unemployment to a record low. We stopped any new wars. We ended wars already existing. We brought peace to other nations.
But they didn't like the way he talked and the way he said it, and they got him out of office as fast as possible. It wasn't enough for him, because on day one, they were trying to impeach him and get him out of office. So,
well, that's exactly what... what's her name that... that filed, trying to file articles against Biden. Geez, I have it here somewhere. No, I didn't write it down her name. A freshman congresswoman.
Yeah.
And she put in the impeachment for, check this out. She copied and pasted the reason for impeachment from the first Trump impeachment. Okay. And I cannot believe I have to say first Trump impeachment.
It was Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Greene, yep.
She represents a district in Georgia.
Yep. But yeah, it's because Biden threatened to withhold federal funding to a foreign nation if they didn't do something, which... that office didn't have the authority to do, and it was blackmail or bribery.
Yeah.
And that's what they said Trump did.
Yep.
With Russia.
But we got Biden on tape bragging about it all during the campaign.
That's the key, is Biden bragged about it. He's like, I did this. I got this done. Worst part is people are denying that ever happened.
Yep.
What? What? Now, here's the thing. Are they going to throw out this impeachment immediately and prove that there is a double standard? What? Okay, prove. Pretty much everyone knows the double standard by this time.
Yeah.
But are they going to just reinforce this double standard, or at least going to have a trial?
No, there's not going to be a trial.
She's not going to get enough people to sign it anyway, but...
Yeah, it's never going to come up for a vote in the House of Representatives so that he can be impeached.
And maybe this is why she did it, was just to prove the point.
Yeah.
Is rules for thee, but not for me.
I mean, now, if something crazy happens in 2 years and the House tape goes back to the Republicans, then you'll see those article impeachments go through.
I think that's a mistake. I really do, and I know what they did to Trump, but the Republicans keep saying that they're the better person, right?
Yeah.
Well, be the better man, and you know, let me go religious here, but do what Jesus taught you. Turn the other cheek. And nice thing, you can only turn the other cheek so many times, but Jesus said 7 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is supposed to mean forever, but... Just because someone else is doing something terrible doesn't make it okay for you to do it.
Nope.
Now, I don't know how to stand on this, because I'm not willing to have my rights taken, but I don't want to start a witch hunt on my own, you know?
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Wow. All right. Well,
hour and a half.
Wow, holy crap, it was. All right, well, I guess that was episode 22. Thanks for listening. Anyone listening on the podcast, on the Jeffrey and Brian, was it Podbean?
Yeah, Podbean. But you can find it on Apple, Spotify, maybe not Spotify, Amazon. We're on Amazon.
Not Spotify. Well, you have to pay for Spotify?
Spotify or not.
Yeah. I'm going to probably put this up on YouTube and maybe Rumble. I don't know. I kind of gave up on Rumble like we were talking earlier. Yeah. But, you know, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, right? What's that?
Yeah, you can subscribe to it. And you can subscribe to the podcast on Podbean too. So.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And I have a link to this on my YouTube, on my banner. Looks like a little tower radio antenna.
Okay.
Click on that. It'll bring you right to the Jeffrey and Brian show.
Cool.
I also have the U.S. debt clock up there.
Nice. Is it still clicking?
Thousands of dollars a second.
Well, I got my stimulus check today, so it went up by $600 more.
Okay, so you got your $600.
Yep.
You're still waiting to get the $1,400.
I'm not waiting for that.
Well, last stimulus check that came out, we didn't get anything for our daughter.
Yeah.
And you know how I am. I didn't say a damn word to the government demanding more my money. Because...
Well, you'll be able to file it on your taxes.
Huh?
You can claim it on your taxes that you didn't get it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you'll get the $600 or $500, whatever it is per dependent on your taxes. So,
because I'm still waiting for my money because my bank account's in the negative right now.
Yeah.
Because the bill collectors don't give a shit.
Nope.
That I'm not going to work.
Yeah, they don't.
Neither these rich anuses in Massachusetts. Oh, you can work at home on your computer. I was like, yeah, it's really tough. Really tough to weld something together through a computer. You know, It's really tough to fix your plumbing from my home. And they look at me funny, you know, I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, your pipe burst because it froze. I'm like, yeah, I was like, what are you gonna do? Like, I'll call a plumber. It's like, and they're gonna sit at their own house and fix it. Like, oh, so you're not gonna show up. It's like, there you go. Someone has to be there. That's infuriating, dude. And it's not even COVID that cost me a job, it's something else.
You'd be better off if it was COVID. Then you could get unemployment.
Actually, I got pushed to the bottom list because it wasn't COVID. Yeah. It's just frustrating, though, because I'm having trouble seeing a doctor right now because someone got the sniffles and they think they have COVID.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm having seizures. Someone listening who has something they want us to talk about, seriously, bring it up. We will talk about it. Like,
yep.
We'll at least bring it up and say, I have no idea. You know? All right. Hey, fellas, take it easy. Have fun.
See you later.
I'm in. Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't mean. I thought I stopped recording. I hit stop video.